As Australia hunts for solutions to its energy problems, there hasn't been a lot of discussion about biomass. But the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is hoping to change that. It wants political leaders to actively consider biomass, such as wood waste, as an option to bolster baseload energy supply. But environmentalists warn that poses a risk to native forests, as Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Biomass is the term used for any organic matter used as fuel. On a large scale, that usually means things like wood waste, ethanol, and municipal waste. It's been a few years since biomass was on the nation's energy agenda, but the Clean Energy Finance Corporation has been pushing the option with political leaders.
Looking at the bioenergy space within Australia, we're a bit frustrated that we do lag globally in the uptake of it. And we noted that in many research reports that are coming out, biomass typically is absent in that or not getting its fair share of the days.
Paul McCartney is an executive of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which was established by the Gillard government to encourage investment in renewable energy. Biomass is covered by the renewable energy target, and Paul McCartney says using wood waste to co-fire coal power stations would reduce emissions.
We look at global examples across Europe, UK and parts of Asia where the co-firing of biomass in coal-fired power stations is used as an effective way to reduce emissions.
One of the reasons the Clean Energy Finance Corporation supports biomass is that it's a dispatchable fuel source, meaning it's able to be deployed at any time, unlike solar. For that reason, Paul McCartney disputes claims that it's not financially competitive.
We would argue that under the current RET scheme, on the analysis we've done, it is appearing as financially competitive. You can't, however, compare it as a renewable energy to straight out intermittent wind and solar. So we think you need to recognise it as a form of baseload or dispatchable energy. And on that basis, the pricing function of it is competitive when you consider intermittent renewables with a storage component.
The Greens are less convinced of the merits of biomass for now. They're concerned about the risk posed to native forests. In 2011, the law changed to allow wood waste from native forests as biomass. The Greens forestry spokeswoman is Janet Rice.
These reports today have set the alarm bells ringing, and particularly at the prospect of wood from native forests potentially being used for energy generation. Any wood that's being used to generate electricity or heat must absolutely not come from our native forests.
The Greens aren't altogether opposed to the use of wood waste, but Janet Rice argues the laws need revisiting.
We are open to the use of wood waste from plantations, but at the moment there are just far too many potential holes in the legislation to allow, and which would allow wood from native forests to be able to be used, and which would be a disastrous outcome for our native forests.
Paul McCartney says that's not how the policy is designed.
The requirements are that the forests or the plantations from which the biomass is coming have to be sustainably certified under a recognised brand, which will mean there has to be replacement of the forests. We're also not advocating the cutting down of forests for power either. What we are talking about is collecting the waste streams out of forestry operations and using those for the powering of potential pairing rather than just having going to waste.
Paul McCartney from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.